what was going through your mind on the flight back from Miami?
Gotta play better. We gotta play better and figure it out pretty quick. Just a very frustrated state of mind, and obviously knew we weren't playing anywhere towards our potential, and we had to figure it out and figure it out quick. I mean, it's really close to the midway point of the season, and you know, had no other option but to play better.
And you, I guess you could draw some positives from the fact that you stood up in the second half. Obviously, you know,
yeah.
Rack said that he felt like the moment he thought that you guys really were headed in absolutely the right direction was in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. You know, I think there's one thing about this group is that we're battle tested. I think we've been through a lot. You know, I think it forms character, it forms toughness. You know, we've learned from each other and learned from the hard times like a Miami game and have overcome it, you know, and 2-3 weeks later go into undefeated Cincinnati and find a way to win.
Was there ever a point where you were concerned that this couldn't turn around?
Couldn't.
Could not turn around?
You have your doubts, obviously. You know, when you're sitting at 2-5 and you lose the way that you did, you definitely have your doubts. But you know, you can't dwell on it. You can't get stuck in it, and you have to, like I said, turn it around quickly.
How different does this run game look right now, being led by West, Ware, and Davis, versus
when he's led by Jamal? Yeah, well, you know, Jamal's one of the guys that you obviously have to focus on, no matter where he is at all times. You know, whether he's split out receiver, running back. He's one of the guys that can get the ball at any kind of position and be dangerous. You know, these guys that are there now are all built very similar. They're kind of smaller, quicker guys, but are all very capable as well. You know, obviously losing Jamal hurt them. But, you know, at the same time, they've done a great job and found a way to win without him.
What do you think
to
Whitney when he played?
It's awesome. It's really cool. We're just very proud of him. Just the way he's, you know, come along and just playing the way he is. He's a, you know, hell of a football player, and he's only gotten better every single year. So it's really just really cool to see a development of a guy like that.
Speaking of turnarounds, Coach, too, I mean, we actually talked about the Kansas City game, and you were down 26
yeah.
in the first half.
Yeah.
What's going through your mind now? You think, okay, something's terribly wrong. I mean, this isn't who we are.
Yeah, well, you know, we felt like that during the game, too. And, you know, we go back and we watch that film now, it almost doesn't even look like us. You know, even though it's pretty much the same guys out there, but it's just, you know, finding your identity, simplifying your game plan, as you know, as we've done this year, and, you know, just figuring out what our strengths and weaknesses are. And we really didn't know yet at that time. And, it was, you know, it was right after training camp, and it almost seemed like we were still coming along and playing, like I said, nowhere near ourselves or like ourselves.
I think so.
I'm not saying we're going to run the same defense the entire game, but we've definitely cut down some things and, like I said, found what we're good at and really just executed that and gone along with that kind of that plan.
Romeo was asked about you and the defense and said it's kind of like a Broadway play. You know, I mean, everyone has a part, you have a couple stars. How would you describe your role in the defense? And how long do you think it would take you to actually explain what you do in the defense to an average person? I mean, how complex is
it? It is. You know, there's a lot of ins and outs to being the Mike linebacker in this 3-4 and the Mac and the Charger and stuff. I mean, we have three different packages, which is already one more than most teams have. And, you know, every single one has a different role within it. But I get the calls in every single one. And, you know, I got to relate to everyone and are in charge of the checks and in charge of lining everyone up. So, but, you know, everyone does a great job of echoing the calls as well. I'm the only one with the microphone. But everyone, once I get the call out, tries to talk to each other and really remind each other what our plan and assignment is on that job.
Part of what you do isn't just on the field what we see. I mean, it's the locker room, it's the prep, it's the intensity, the way you carry yourself. All of that goes into being a middle linebacker in the NFL on a top five.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a certain role you have to be comfortable with. You know, I still go back to learning from really D'Amico on how to handle it. And I wasn't a middle linebacker until I got into the NFL. So I always consider myself a leader, but I think a middle linebacker is a completely different mindset. You know, so it's something that I accepted and learned as I went and, you know, really take a lot of pride in it now.
As you've studied or gone back, are there middle linebackers that you look to or you look to growing up that at the time you were playing the position, but, you know, you were like, that's my type of guy?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I remember growing up, I was a huge Ken Norton fan. And then, sure enough, he was my linebacker coach in college. And once I found out he was a linebacker coach at USC, I pretty much committed right there. No matter, you know, what else happened with that school. But, I mean, it was I was a huge fan of him. I was a huge fan of him and the way he played the game and tenacity and toughness he had. And I just loved guys that had that kind of enthusiasm and just passion for the game, you know, and kind of left it all out there and, you know, played the way they did.
Is there a different feel this year than maybe in 2011? Obviously, you weren't playing 12.
Right.
I mean, both of yours, the team kind of didn't back in the playoffs, but did not go into the playoffs.
Right.
Now you're playing your best football. Does that translate?
I hope so. I hope it translates, and I hope we play our best game, you know, come Saturday. But I just remember the 11 season. I think we clinched a little earlier. I think we clinched with Cincinnati with about four or five games left. But it's, you know, I think we're playing really well right now, and it's a good feeling. I don't know if I can compare the two, but it's just a really good feeling about where we are, and, you know, just got to keep that momentum going.
Travis Kelce had a good game against you guys first time around. What's
Yeah, he's had a good game, a lot of games this year. I mean, he's a good player. He's a good player, but we have to be physical with him and be aware of where he is at all times on the field. Definitely, you know, a playmaker for them that we have to kind of track in and know where he's at.
Brandon, Menard, McKinney, right beside you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's gotten a lot better. He's gotten a lot better. I mean, we'll go back and watch the Kansas City film. He really didn't play that much compared to where he is now, you know, and he's developed. He's done a really good job. You know, he could just see him slowly becoming a better pro every single game.
He said that it means a lot to him, you trust what he
sees. Sure.
When did you start to trust
him? Probably right about that Cincinnati game. I think a lot of things really happened right around that Cincinnati game. And I think we really just started trusting in each other. And I think that's what you see it on film. You see it in the way we play, practice, and do everything. And I think that's what, you know, makes us good. And can, you know, hopefully carries for a while now.
Did it? You have a lot of Coach O'Brien's juice. I mean, you're fired up at all times, every play, whenever you. So, how much more jacked up can you be for a playoff game? I mean, you.
Yeah. It kind of just takes over. It kind of takes over. You know, I mean, it's an. Anytime you get an environment like I'm sure it'll be this Saturday, it kind of takes over, and you almost have to bring it down a little bit, you know, and play within the game. And remember your assignment and remember your job and don't get too fired up. You know, you see that happen sometimes with teams and then, you know, next thing you know, they're down. And you can kind of see it first couple games of the year too. You know, especially the first game in the home game, I think we were just a little too jacked up, you know. So definitely controlling our emotions and playing the best way we can.
But it's a balancing act because you want to come out.
Sure. Yeah, you want to start fast. You want to play hard and play the best way you can. But at the same time, got to play under control.
You said you just said you felt like maybe you were a little too jacked.
Could be. It was a while ago, though. I might not remember.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.